USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still not sending the articles of impeachment against President Trump passed by the House over to the Senate. She took to Twitter yesterday, again explaining that she's withholding them until it's known what sort of trial the Senate will conduct. Meanwhile, in his home state of Kentucky, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued the trial can't be planned if the articles haven't been sent.
We can't take up a matter we don't have, and so hopefully they'll be on the way over at some point.
Congress is on holiday break until January 6th. The Pentagon keeping an eye on North Korea, which many expect to test some sort of ballistic missile on this Christmas holiday.
North Korea threatening a so-called Christmas gift for the United States as tensions rise over stalled nuclear talks.
Correspondent Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A new poll showing Joe Biden with a double-digit lead over his Democratic presidential opponents. The Morning Consult poll has the former VP with 31% support, giving him a 10-point cushion over runner-up Senator Bernie Sanders. And behind Sanders is fellow Senator Elizabeth Warren with 15%. She's the last candidate to hit double digits in that survey. Five people in Saudi Arabia ordered to face the death penalty in connection with the brutal murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in April of 2018. Three others sentenced to years behind bars, but two top government officials were cleared of wrongdoing. Back in September, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia was asked point blank by CBS News if he ordered the killing.
No. Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime. But I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia.
The prince there through an interpreter. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Three more airports are warning about possible exposure to measles during a record holiday travel season. Chicago O'Hare International Airport's three possible exposures over the past 2 weeks, while others are reported at airports in Richmond, Virginia and Austin, Texas. Earlier exposure risks were reported at Denver and Los Angeles International Airports. Health officials say a small number of cases can quickly turn into an epidemic. The CDC says it's the worst year for measles in more than two decades. Tesla's stock jumping to $420 a share Monday, and CEO Elon Musk making marijuana jokes about it, as Ford 20 has a association with marijuana. Musk tweeting, "Whoa, the stock is so high, LOL." A callback to a 2018 tweet that got him in trouble with the SEC when he joked that he was thinking about taking the company private when the stock hit 420. That tweet cost him $20 million in fines. And online sports gaming powerhouse DraftKings is going public. The company announcing yesterday it will go public next year through a $3.3 billion merger with two other companies. One, the blank check firm Diamond Eagle acquisition. DraftKings' other new partner, gaming technology firm SB Tech. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.